Welcome to Event Talk, a podcast show for meeting and event professionals brought to you by Event Interface, a software platform to manage and engage attendees, and I'm your host, Al Wynant. Today we're speaking with Christy LaMagna. She is the founder and chief strategist of Strategic Meetings and Events, which specializes in producing events that achieve clients' marketing and sales goals. Christy has 27 years of experience in the industry. She's a former vice president of a Fortune 20 company and a member of five startup organizations. She's a nationally recognized award-winning strategic planner and entrepreneur. She writes for multiple industry publications, speaks at conferences worldwide, has a private coaching practice, and has taught event and meeting management classes at the college level for 10 years. She is now working on an industry textbook focusing on the science of strategic planning. She speaks at industry events whenever possible as a way of giving back to the profession that has given her 20 years of career satisfaction. Today, I'm speaking with Christy about the need for the planning industry to be more strategic to ensure long-term success. So, Christy, that was quite an intro. Welcome to Event Talk.
Thank you so much, Al. I am so excited to be talking to you and to be talking about strategy. It's the hottest topic in the industry.
It is very hot right now. So let's just dive straight in. So define for us the word strategy and how that relates to the event and meeting planning industry.
Strategy as it relates to the event and meeting planning industry is to actually have a plan for the meeting that you are about to produce. It is about having a goal and having a clear vision as to the purpose of the event and what the three key things that you want your attendees thinking, saying, and doing after they leave, and then creating a conference around those three things. And if you do that, a conference will help achieve a company's sales and marketing goals and turn an event into an investment instead of an expenditure.
That makes sense. So based on the need for the industry to strategically plan its future, in your opinion, why is the industry not as far along as it should be in this process?
I think that there are a few reasons. One is because we are not unified as an industry. I can hang out a shingle and become a meeting planner just because, you know, I planned, you know, my girlfriend's, you know, wedding and think that this would be a great career for me. There is no unilateral degree by which we measure skill and success. And you can have a CMP, that's great. But, you know, someone who hires me may not know what a CMP is, or, you know, just because I've passed that test doesn't mean that I'm qualified to plan a strategic meeting. Part of the issue is that we as an industry are not organized. We do not have a common language. We do not have a common goal. We do not have a common vision. So for a group of people who ironically get paid to plan things and manage details, the industry to which we have pledged our allegiance is completely disorganized and rudderless. There is no clear direction. There is no one at the helm. And until we have a shared vocabulary, goal, vision, purpose, and standard, we will not solve this problem.
So what are some of the pain points the industry could address, you know, right now by being more strategic as a whole?
What's interesting to me is when I go to a conference or look at the content of the breakouts or the general session topics for industry conferences, almost every single topic that people are speaking on is a symptom of the fact that we are not strategic. So the pain points, if you talk to planners and they say, I am not respected. You know, my bosses and my attendees think that what I do is very easy. People in the public, when I tell them what I do, they say, oh, you're so lucky you get to plan parties for a living. I don't have enough staff. I'm doing the job of four people. You know, I have an impossible amount of things to get done. People make decisions above me about the event that I am planning and don't think to call me in when the decision is being made. They just call me to say, this has changed. And they don't understand what that means to the budget, to my time, to the planning. These are all things that if you go to industry conferences, people are talking about being underutilized, getting a seat at the table, you know, industry burnout, feeling as if our voices aren't heard. All of the things that are being talked about at conferences are the symptom of the fact that we as an industry are not governing ourselves strategically. So every pain point in the industry, not enough pay, not enough help, not enough time, not enough recognition. It's all because we're not strategic.
Well, that's interesting. Quick reminder that you're listening to Event Talk, a podcast show for meeting and event professionals brought to you by Event Interface, a software platform to manage and engage attendees. And I'm your host, Al Wynant. So, Christy, what are the top areas of interest that should be strategically looked at as the industry works towards that successful future?
The way that I try and explain it to people is, for those of us who are old enough to remember that when we flew back in, you know, the 80s, 70s, anything pretty much before the 80s, you had a stewardess on your flight. And the stewardess brought you drinks. And back originally when they were introduced, you know, stewardesses were there to be eye candy, and they wore short skirts and they were pretty, and they were literally just sky waitresses. Over the years, they decided what we do is much more important than that, and we want to be respected as professionals. And now, if you talk to a millennial and you say stewardess, there's a very good chance they don't know what a stewardess is, because they only know what a flight attendant is. Mm-hmm. And a flight attendant is someone who is there for your safety, who is a highly trained, skilled professional who is on that flight to make sure that you are safe. They will also coincidentally bring you a drink. That industry decided that they were tired of being looked at as bubblegum and cotton candy. They came together, created a common vocabulary, goal, vision, sold it, you know, agreed it amongst themselves that this is what they were going to do, went to management, got management to buy off, and then the general public was then trained to rethink their interpretation of what this profession was. So what we need to do is, as an industry, we need to create a common goal of, we are professionals who are capable of negotiating contracts, planning food and beverage, now managing security and safety programs. And, you know, there's active shooter training that we're now taking, and, you know, what happens in the case of, you know, terrorism. The many areas that we are skilled in versus what we take credit for and how we can articulate what we do are two different things. So we need to, as an industry, decide that this is important to us. We need to come together as a whole, because we all need to put our voices into this. And we also need to be willing to make some difficult decisions, because what do you do with the administrative assistant who is now planning meetings because her boss has decided that that's her job, who may or may not be qualified to be doing it? And are we willing as an industry to say to those people, you actually are not a planner, you're an admin who's pretending to plan? Are we willing to make those difficult decisions? And are we willing as an industry to say, we want to create a license or a certification that if you do not have it, you should not be considered qualified to plan a meeting over X amount of dollars? We need to create standards. We need to make some difficult decisions. We also need to learn how to, when someone says to us, what do you do for a living? And you say, I'm an event planner. And I'll say to them, you know, I'm a master strategist, which they don't know what that is. And you say to someone, oh, I plan events for a living. And they say, you're so lucky you get to travel. Most of us in that moment will smile and, you know, be polite and just shrug it off. When people say that to me, I'll say to them, it's interesting that you say that. Do you have a minute? I'd love to actually tell you what I do for a living and why it's actually not what you think it is. And you take that moment to educate the person you're speaking to. But because we are either uncomfortable doing it, we're unable to do it, we don't have the vocabulary, it's never occurred to us, every time that happens, and we do not combat that ignorance with information, we are perpetuating the problem. And even something as simple as that, at the moment, there is no organized movement to even just simply educate people as to what it is that we do in the public. So what we need to strategically do is create a plan so that we can look at our future and say, at the end of the day, events are take sales and marketing goals and bring them to life. So a meeting about a meeting, so the planning sessions, it should be such that it wouldn't even occur to someone to have that conversation unless the expert was in the room, and that licensed, certified, whatever it is, qualified planner who has been hired should be the one to drive the vision, create the strategy, and execute the logistics is an aside. It's the vision and the plan that is what makes the difference. And without that, then yeah, anybody should be planning events because they don't have a clear goal.
That's really good, really good feedback. Now, taking it back from the industry and this bigger, bigger strategic vision in a way, how can you as an individual planner start playing a role in this? How do you, how do you bring those individual planners along on that path?
And that's a great question. So one of the things that we just touched on is when someone says to you, what do you do for a living? And then, they say, oh my gosh, I'm thinking about becoming a planner. I planned my daughter's baby shower and I was great at it. So I'm thinking of becoming a planner. There's your opportunity to say, that's so interesting. I'm glad you're interested in my field. May I tell you a little bit more about it? Or I have said to people, oh my goodness, that's so interesting. Let me ask you a question. Do you like to cook dinner for your family? And they kind of look at me wondering where I'm going with this. And I'll say yes. And I said, have you ever thought about opening a restaurant? Because it's kind of the same thing. Just because you like to cook for your family doesn't mean you're qualified to own a restaurant. Mm-hmm. The fact that you planned a very successful 7th birthday for your nephew does not a professional planner make. So if you have a minute, I'd love to teach you a little bit more about what I do because you seem very passionate and I just want to make sure that you truly understand what it is that you're getting into. So may I share some of my expertise and background with you? Every planner has that opportunity. Every time they talk to someone and they ask what it is that they do, if there is a misconception, every single time you talk to someone, that's how you start to play a role. When someone enters the industry and they're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and say, I'm so excited about this, I want to travel, I'm going to get to parties, I'm going to see the world, you say to that person, all of those things are true, but this is what we actually do. And you stop perpetuating the myth, both internal and external of the industry. And if everyone were to do that, it would be exponentially more productive than just a few of us who have the vocabulary and the knowledge and the desire to change that perception and who understand that every single conversation is an opportunity to make a little bit of a difference. So every individual has the opportunity to change the perception of the people in their world. And that's a big start.
That's true. And so kind of building on that, what are your top three pieces of advice to planners about being strategic?
One of the things that I find is we are very reactive instead of strategic. We focus on the logistics. Planners, and again, I'm not painting, I'm not saying the entire industry, but planners often spend the majority of their time focused on food and beverage, decor, transportation, everything that's going on outside of the ballroom. The reality is most events, now an incentive trip is not going to fall into this category. There will be exceptions, but for the most part, an event where there is content, what's happening inside the ballroom is the reason that people are there. Yet planners spend the least amount of time thinking about what's going on in the ballroom. The content is the key to why the meeting is happening. So if we want to be more strategic, we need to focus more on the content, how it is being delivered, if it is being delivered effectively, if it is the right content, and the food and beverage and the housing, also important. But if people were coming together and could only do one thing, it would be sit in the general session, not sleep in the room or have food. But, the executives want these people to experience the content. So in order to be strategic, we need to take an active interest and role in content, which sometimes includes you should have the deck of every single presenter and look at it before it goes on stage because your CEO is worried about his content, the VP, his content, but they don't compare decks. Mm-hmm. So when the show starts, you find out that 15 minutes of the CEO's presentation is then repeated in the VP's because nobody bothered to look. Or here's another idea. Why don't you ask the attendees what they need from this meeting? If it's a sales meeting, sales are down, and the executives decide this is what we're going to speak about. But why not ask your salespeople, what do you need from this meeting? We're going to be together for 3 days. Find out what they want. That's strategic, because if you give me what I need, that missing piece, so that I can perform better, then those results that you want to generate, I'm going to deliver to you because you've given me what I need. So for a planner to approach these meetings with, let's talk about the content, let's talk about the purpose of our being there, and how can I help build a conference around delivering that key content and creating an event that caters to that content, that's an incredible way to be strategic. By if your CEO or whomever it is who's in charge of your events calls you into their office and says, we've decided we're going to cancel insert event name here, sales meeting, incentive trip, you know, sales are down, budgets are tight, we're going to cancel such and such a meeting. Oftentimes what happens is we stand there thinking, please don't fire me, please don't fire me, because if this event goes away, my job goes away. And you stand there petrified. The person says, okay, this is why we're canceling the meeting, and you walk out. You're angry, you're worried, but what you should do in that moment is, you know what, I appreciate your thought, but may I just suggest that if we cancel this meeting, which has a budget of $500,000, and do not train our sales team, if sales are down and we do not rally them, educate them, buoy them up, and encourage them and support them, might I suggest that sales will actually go further down? This $500,000, you're looking at it as an expenditure. It's actually an investment. And if our competitors are canceling their events, this is the most important time for us to hold ours, because it's all about changing behavior. And we cannot do that if we do not bring people together and create an environment where they can learn, react, give you feedback, and where we can then adjust our plan and go forward. So with all due respect, if you'd like, I can, you know, pull some data for you, but I think that canceling this meeting will actually, it will short-term save you $500,000, long-term it's going to cost us more. When's the last time a planner did that? And then I would say my third piece of advice to planners about being strategic, when a meeting happens and somebody says, okay, it's time to start planning the annual sales meeting, instead of saying, okay, do we want to do it in Chicago? Do we back up and say, let's talk about what's the vision, what's the purpose, let's get the key three stakeholders for this meeting in a room. Let's figure out what the goal is among all three of them, because they don't talk and they all say we want to increase sales, but they have three different ways they want to go about doing it. So what happens is, because they have three unspoken goals or paths to get to the same goal, and then you produce the event, you didn't ask the attendees what they needed, you didn't clarify that all three key stakeholders have the same vision, the event ends, the attendees are frustrated, the executives are frustrated, because they didn't have a clear, articulated, singular goal. Nobody asked the attendees what they needed. The money was spent. Everybody leaves frustrated. It's because there was no plan. So take that moment before you dive into logistics and say, let's be clear. Chances are this is about driving revenue, increasing sales. How are we going to do that in this meeting? Let's make sure that the key people in this room have a shared goal among all three of us. And then let's take that information and talk to your key, middle, and lowest performers and say to them, what is it that you need from this meeting? Make sure those two are the same thing. And if they're not, adjust it. And then I'll start working on the logistics. But I can't tell you where this meeting is going to be until I understand why we're having it. And my experience has been that planners absolutely do not do that. And it's all within their control. They need to understand the vision, have the vocabulary, and then have the confidence to do it. Anybody who wants to figure out how to get that vocabulary or see a vision clearer, I'm happy to share it with them. But those are the top three things that we can start doing.
And that's fantastic information, Christy. So if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can, the easiest way is actually to simply email me, and I can spell out my name. I know that it's on the promotional materials, but it's christy.lamagna@strategic.events. christy.lamagna@strategic.events. There is no .com, it's just .events. I have articles that I've written on this. I travel around the country speaking on this. If you go to strategic.events, you can find a tremendous amount of information on this specific topic. I've been in the industry for 27 years, and this now is my passion, is to help the industry become strategic and to leave it better than I found it. And this is my new, it's the priority in my career right now, is to try and help the industry become more strategic. And there are various movements that are going on. I haven't found one that at this point is applying practical advice and immediate steps that we can take that also doesn't have some kind of financial goal behind it. And the minute that happens, I think it dilutes the message, and people aren't able to promote the content as effectively, because where there are dollars involved, there's an agenda. And my message is purely content, knowledge, and a desire to leave the industry better than I found it.
That's excellent. So Christy, thank you for sharing this great information with us today. And thank you for listening to Event Talk, a podcast show for meeting and event professionals brought to you by Event Interface, a software platform to manage and engage attendees. Until next time.